It's time for the Millionaire's Roundtable, a daily wealth-building talk show hosted by America's hip-hop money guru, Lynn Richardson. On the station that can make a dollar holler, the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Y'all know I like this music. Come on now. It is Wealthy Wednesday. You are listening to the Millionaire's Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time. That means you and you and you and you too. Nobody is left out. And I have a very special message. I almost jumped out of my seat. I got some backup today, y'all. We got the sisters in the house here today, and we're going to help you build wealth. But before we get to that, I have to share this message. Thank you so much to my executive producer, Desiree Clay, and my assistant producer, Kayla Jones. They are the ones who make it happen. I'm going to tell you, all I do is get on the microphone, but they pull it together. They pull together the people, the scripts, the topics. And this scripture today is so special to me. It is Philippians 4:19. And it says, "And my God shall supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." Now we can just stop the show right there on that. We can just go and keep on going. Let me tell you something. They amen in the background. They're doing the whole thing. And I cannot wait, because today's million-dollar topic is how to catch up. My child is going to college soon. Unique ways to reduce college expenses to get your kids out of your house and in school. Yes, we are talking about it today. Let me tell you something. There is hope for you. I know so many people have dreams of their children becoming bigger and better and greater than we were, having the opportunities that we did not have. And unfortunately, life just kind of happens, and we look up and we say, oh my God, my child is 14 or 15 or 16, or better yet, a college is coming. What can I do? How can I get to the next level? How can I fuel this dream? How can I help them? So I have my sister wealth builders here in the studio with me. These are members of the Lynn's list. Now, one you have already heard a couple of times, and it's so funny because she texted me yesterday about following up on an insurance policy, but I had already posted insurance and what you need, because my husband needs another policy. And I had already reached out to her to make sure that we could get that in place. So we are welcoming back to the round table, Miss Tania Simmons, State Farm Insurance Financial Services Investing Specialist. Welcome to the round table, Tania. How are you today?
Thank you so much for having me, Lynn. I'm feeling wonderful.
Excellent, excellent. Yes. And we also have a real estate broker extraordinaire from the beginning. Now, when you get a house with her, you're going to get a house and some gifts. You're going to get a house and some goodies, honey. Your coin's going to be straight, and you're going to feel good, too. This is Monica Poland. Welcome to the roundtable, Monica.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. So, you know, I think that people think that, you know, folks like us, that we have just kind of been born with a silver spoon in our mouths. They think that when they hear people like us on the radio talking about creating millionaires one family at a time, they think that we must have had – you know, rich daddies or rich mamas, or, you know, somehow we just got lucky and so on and so forth. And I know my story. People know that I had a whole lot of money, then I had no money because I was a fool. And people talk about being smart. I went to college. But, honey, if you smart and you in a dumb situation, then you are not smart. So I had to realize with all the smarts that I had, that I was not doing the right thing with my smarts. So I hit rock bottom. I went through foreclosure. I went through bankruptcy. I went through things. And so when you see or hear people like me sitting here talking to you, we're talking because we are the same.
Yes.
We are the same. And so, Monica, you have been out here for over 20 years. In fact, you and David, I met you all. It might have been my first day in real estate. I was talking so much you didn't even know. But I think it might have been my first day on the job. If it wasn't my first day, maybe it was my fifth day. But we started helping people get into homes, and yes, you have just done so much. Tell us a little bit about what people can do if they are trying to come from the bottom and get back on top with their real estate.
There are so many different programs out here now that helps, I mean, from whatever step you want. If you want to buy, you want to invest, they have different programs that will allow investors. Your credit doesn't have to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
They have the monies. What do you call those monies?
Down payment assistance programs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Seller assistance.
Yeah, they have
first time home buyers.
Mm-hmm.
First time home buyers. They have the monies for the 203K.
Yes. Yep, to so rehab. Get,
yes, the mm-hmm. buyers who come in, they don't have to have all their money, but they have to have their down payment, their 3.5%.
Yes.
And then the lender will allow them to have the monies to purchase the property and the monies to rehab the properties. At the end of the day, the sellers are happy, the investors are happy, they're ready to sell their properties and walk away with lots of money.
Yeah.
So that to me is a definitely game changer in wealth building.
Yeah, yes. And you've helped so many investors. You've helped a lot of people who are trying to figure out, you know, they've got a little bit of money, but they're trying to make their money work. And I know that the real estate market kind of went through a shift. You know, 10 years ago, everybody, we were all just looking like, what is going on? But it seems like the investment market is doing very well here in Chicago.
Yes,
tell us
is.
A little
it
bit
is.
About that.
My husband and I, David and I, we work on finding great projects for our investors.
Yeah.
We have investors from Miami, Canada, the ones in the city, Chicago, all over.
Wow.
They are up here. They are buying into Illinois properties.
Yeah.
They're closing while they're still in their own state.
Wow.
They are just getting in, and they are blowing up these areas. They're moving all around, just picking up properties.
Yeah.
And it's really a great movement. Buyers are happy to buy the properties.
Yeah.
When they see our name, they know they're getting a good product.
Yeah.
The properties are laid out. They're staged. They're,
oh,
they're
yeah.
Just,
you all take care of the properties.
Oh, we
you
love
don't just,
it.
Yeah, you don't just grab a client and say, hey, here's the house. You all go in. David, if he has to fix things up, if he has to make it look good,
the
if
vision.
You're an investor, I yes. love it. I love it.
The way David comes in, he could just see the vision. He could see what wall needs to come down. Bungalows look so different once his vision comes to life.
Mm-hmm.
It is just really a great project once it's ready to be sold. I am so excited that he's my partner.
Yes.
He makes me look good.
Well, yes. You all make each other look good, honey. You ain't looking too bad yourself.
That's right.
You ain't
all
looking
right.
too bad yourself. And so with real estate investing, but also with insurance, what are some of the things that people can do with their insurance? Because I think people only think that insurance is for when you die. That's
right.
it. You just, and I know so many people, I'll have a conversation with them and they'll be like, oh, well, you know, I got a life insurance policy on them. They waiting on the people to die.
Yeah.
Honey, they sitting
yeah.
around
watching
figure,
them.
Look,
yeah.
waiting
they
on
looking,
them to die.
Watching them. Do we feel sick
Wait,
today?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Waiting to cash yeah. that $3,000 check.
I agree.
Yeah.
A lot of people are afraid. The number mm-hmm. one reason I really think is people are afraid. I get this excuse so many times, and I think I posted this the other day. I have insurance with my job.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you. I don't need nothing. You need to own that
yeah.
policy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You need to own that policy. Their Sears went out of business.
Oh, my goodness.
90,000 employees in retirement.
Yes.
Wow.
Lost their insurance policies.
Lost
their
post.
Insurance policies.
90,000 people.
90,000 employees.
And now
the
they're older. They're older.
Can't
they may
qualify.
Have ailments. They
yes.
can't qualify.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is so important to own something. Own
yeah.
your house. Own your own insurance policy. You have to have the owner mindset. I want to own everything that's mine. That belongs to me.
Yes.
I don't
yes.
want my job to own it. I want to own it. And so that's what I tell people all the time. Even if you have something at your job, that's not a bad thing. That's still something.
Yeah.
So I don't want to discredit everybody who has something with their job, because you're doing the best that you can.
Yeah.
But get something that you own.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid. Just because you get life insurance does not mean you're going to die. That is not nowhere.
Does it say
if you get this, you're going to pass away tomorrow?
But here's the deal. If you were going to get life insurance and then die, then they wouldn't offer you life insurance.
They wouldn't even sell it.
They wouldn't even give it to you. Because they'd be like, wait a minute, hold on. Everybody we give life insurance to is going to die.
Yes.
So then they would hold it back.
Yeah, nobody would get it.
Nobody would get it. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON. I've got my fellow sister wealth builders here on the roundtable. We're creating millionaires one family at a time. Monica Poland and Tania Simmons, and they are also a part of Lynn's List. Deidre is coming in the house with us right after the break. Don't turn that dial. WVON.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate. Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate. Let's talk about real estate with Lynn Richardson. Discuss today any question that are on your mind. She can answer them in real time. Everything you got it going on, you can't go wrong. Home buyers club on WVON. Call in and talk to Lynn Richardson. Everything got it going on. Home buyers club on WVON. Everything got it going on. Home buyers club on WVON.
Table with Lynn Richardson on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON.
Sitting at the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson. Did you know our charity has presented over $1 million in scholarships sending young people of color to college? Well, you can do good in the community and build wealth, too. Join Hip Hop Sisters Foundation as we present Lunch and Learn with Lynn Richardson on Wednesday, June 5th, 1:30 p.m. here in Chicago. Your donation to the Hip Hop Sisters Foundation Scholarship Fund includes an exclusive Lunch and Learn with Lynn Richardson, access to Wealth Vision 2020 financial coaching, Lynn's library of books, and more. Visit www.hiphopsisters.org for details. That's www.hiphopsisters.org. Or call 855-625-9831, extension 5. That's 855-625-9831, extension 5.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. The only thing better than having these ladies in the studio with me here today, Monica Poland, real estate broker extraordinaire, Tania Simmons. Now, she the one got, honey, all the stuff, the investing, the financial services, the insurance, pretty much anything that you need to build wealth. She's got it right there in her house at State Farm Insurance. So the only thing better than having them here in the studio is that when we leave here, we're going to do good in the community and we're going to eat too. Because this is what I figured. We're going to eat anyway. So we might as well give back. Over the past 7 years, MC Light and I have presented $1 million in scholarships. $1
million.
Amazing. We've had six kids make it through college. The first two, in that first year, we present our scholarships at the Soul Train Awards every year. In the first year, we invited two young ladies. We told them they were finalists. Mm-hmm. We had announced one $100,000 scholarship. Mm-hmm. So we got to the Soul Train Awards. The two young ladies were there. They were there with their parents. And so when we got on stage and announced the scholarship winner, we actually gave them both the $100,000 scholarship.
Wow.
That was in 2006.
2013 when we presented their scholarship. So they graduated in 2017. The next year, we gave away two additional $100,000 scholarships. By 2014, a lot was happening in the community. Trayvon Martin.
Yes.
That's, I could just say that and stop because I get emotionally, it's just a lot. And so many people around the country and around the world have chosen to try to figure out what to do to honor Black Lives Matter and to honor all of this stuff. And I know some people are marching, some people are changing laws, but what I chose to do, we chose to put Black men in school. So we started hashtag educate our men, and we started putting Black men in college, and not just putting them in college, but giving them a life education, connecting them to mentors, connecting them to people who could help them get to the next level. So Joshua graduated last month. Beautiful. He has a 4.0 GPA. He's a valedictorian. He's got a job at Goldman Sachs. He's been, he's a photographer. He's been at the Soul Train Awards, Essence Fest, BET. Devin, I had to get Devin together his freshman year because he almost lost his scholarship. So guess who called him? Honey, Lynn Richardson, honey. And I gave him a few choice words, and I told him, let me tell you something. And so for him to graduate on time with honors is what this is all about. This is about pouring back into our communities. This is about putting our knowledge into the youth. It is about giving what God has given to us and giving it back to people so that they can go to their next level in life. What would have happened if he had gone to school and just started to waste away and nobody said anything to him?
Nobody said he needed you to step in and intervene.
Yes.
He needs us to step in and intervene. So when they would be in school, because when people go away to college, and that's what we're talking about today, they need more than just tuition.
Yes. Mm.
They need a plane ticket to get to school.
Yes. Yes.
When they get to school, they need money for their books.
Absolutely.
Because the financial aid office is not open yet.
Okay.
School starts on Monday, but they can't get their financial aid refund until 2 weeks from now. How are they going to eat?
Yes. Mm.
When I went away to college, my grandmother dropped me off. She was making $35 a day cleaning homes for wealthy white people.
Wow.
Yes. She maxed out her Learner credit card, her Madigan's credit card. I think Zaire or Venture was open back then. I got all my stuff. But then once I got to college, there was nothing else. She didn't have, what else am I going to do? So when they their laptop shut down, they need a laptop computer. So we call our colleagues, we call our friends. Jada and Will Smith have given tens of thousands of dollars to us. BET, Kelly Richardson Lawson. So today, when you all come to the Lunch and Learn with us today, for a very small $100, you're going to get something to eat.
Yes.
And that extra $60, it might just pay for somebody's lunch that week in school.
Amen. That's I'm telling you.
You know?
I have a son that just went away to college. I took him. His name is Leroy. I took him over to Houston, Texas, all the way from Chicago to Houston, Texas. This is my first child going away to college. I didn't know what to expect. The amount of money that I spent dropping him off. We needed to have a hotel, first of all, for us to stay there. We didn't have a place to stay.
Right.
You have to have a vehicle when you're there. When you get in, he needs sheets.
Yeah.
Oh,
he needed a refrigerator.
Yes.
He needed a lamp.
Yes.
He needed totally everything. It was, like moving
he
in.
He needed a stapler.
He needed a stapler.
He needed staples.
He needed a pen.
And a stapler.
Toilet paper.
He needed a printer.
Soap.
And it's soap.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lysol.
Yes. Wipes. Definitely Lysol. Yes. Vacuums. Everything. It was my son moving out into this world, and I had to be prepared to help him. Otherwise, he would have been left.
Yes.
So we don't want the children left behind. We want to be able to be ready to send them away to college, and we need to look at what our kids are before we send them away first.
Yes.
We have to be real honest. Who is Leroy? Who was Leroy before I sent him to college? He has a good father, so I know his structure will be well.
Amen.
He did well. He graduated with honors. He was in the National Honor Society. He was on varsity basketball. So I'm imagining, he's going to get a lot of help because he's a great student. He's smart. We didn't know how to fill out for scholarship.
Right. Absolutely.
And I'm not saying this just because I'm playing. We didn't know. So we had a few scholarships. I didn't know he qualified for so much more. So pay attention to who your child is. Lean on that. Work with him. Good. And as you put him out there, Think about how you can save, because you're going to be sending money all the time.
You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. We have a lunch and learn after this. So after this hour on WVON, you can actually come join us. Go to hiphopsisters.org, click lunch and learn, and sign up so that you can sit and talk with these beautiful ladies. We're going to talk about money, about wealth building, about getting our money straight, and we're going to eat and have some fun too. And guess what? Who just walked in the room? Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes, honey. She is the bomb. The Wealth Council, the whole nine yards. But we got to take a break because they're going to kick us up out of here. This is WVON, and we will be right back to talk about the Kitty Condo in real estate and how you can help your children go to college with real estate. We'll be right back. WVON.
More.
A little check to Monday. A little check to Monday. A little check to Monday. Are you living check to Monday? Lynn Richardson will tell you what you need to do. She is a mortgage guru, no doubt about it, she knows her stuff. Hey, the girl is tough, she's gonna give you the real deal in money, credit and financial security. Buy your book today, no need to wait, live a check to Monday. Hey, live a check to Monday, live a check to Monday. Check to Monday. Are you living check to Monday? Get your copy of Check to Monday today. Get your copy of Check to Monday today. Get your copy of Check to Monday today. Get your copy of Check to Monday today.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Sitting at the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson, did you know our charity has presented over $1 million in scholarships sending young people of color to college? Well, you can do good in the community and build wealth, too. Join Hip Hop Sisters Foundation as we present Lunch and Learn with Lynn Richardson on Wednesday, June 5th, 1:30 p.m. here in Chicago. Your donation to the Hip Hop Sisters Foundation Scholarship Fund includes an exclusive Lunch and Learn with Lynn Richardson, access to Wealth Vision 2020 financial coaching, Lynn's library of books, and more. Visit www.hiphopsisters.org for details. That's www.hiphopsisters.org. Or call 855-625-9831, extension 5. That's 855-625-9831, extension 5.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. We are going to take some calls, 312-374-8130, 312-374-8130. In the studio, I have Monica Poland, real estate broker extraordinaire. She is with REMAX. She can help you anywhere in the country because I know that we have listeners who are listening from everywhere, even other parts of the world on other continents. But you can contact Monica via LynnMillionaire.com. Go to Lynn's List or go to her social media. We also have Tania Simmons, a State Farm insurance agent, one of the only African-American insurance agent in the state of Illinois who has not one but two agencies, and she is helping people with insurance and investing and financial services. So you should definitely have her as a part of your team. And, of course, we've got our wealth counselor, no pun intended, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. Welcome to the roundtable with us today, Attorney Deidre.
Thank you, Lynn. I'm excited to be here with my sisters, and so I can't wait to answer some of the wonderful questions I'm sure that the listeners have.
Yeah,
absolutely. You guys have been pouring out the knowledge this morning.
Well, I mean, the three of us have a problem, and Monica has a solution.
Right.
And the problem that the three of us have is not a bad problem, but it is something that has to be dealt with, and we have children in college.
Correct.
I have two at the same time. Mm-hmm. Sydney is still a senior at Northwestern, but she's all taken care
care of for the most part, but I've got two going to Howard University in the fall. Wow. And even though Howard University, I didn't realize, has the largest endowment of any HBCU, their endowment is like 600 and something million. Mm-hmm. The second largest endowment of an HBCU is at Spelman, and it's only half of that. And so I want people to understand what it means when we're talking about building wealth in our community. I'm going to give you an example to compare. I went to Northwestern University. Northwestern's endowment is $12 billion. Hmm. Howard's is $600 million. Spelman's is $300 million. And then it goes downhill from there. Northwestern's is $12 billion. Billion with a B.
Right.
Harvard's is $32 billion with a B. That means when they have students who graduate, they go out into the world to become financially free, and then they give back to their institution.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So they're giving back at the pace of $12 billion to Northwestern, mm-hmm. $600 million to Howard, and then everybody else goes down from there. So what that means is when we want to send our kids to college, our schools don't have the endowment to support them when they come. Mm-hmm. So we have to be financially savvy. We have to understand how to build wealth through real estate and insurance. Mm-hmm. There are two ways. I mean, the first way is to start with yourself by spending less money, living below your means, being financially responsible. But I know a lot of people who live below their means, they have no debt, and they're still broke.
Right.
You can't do anything. So the next step is building wealth through real estate and insurance. The number one way endowments are funded, Tania, is through life insurance. They get a life insurance policy, and they say, when I pass on,
leave it to me.
What do they do?
Leave it to the charity, to the school, as the alum. Absolutely. They send it right over to the school. I know I have a family member right now that absolutely always, every time he gets something from me, he makes sure a portion of it goes to his alum.
See?
Yeah.
And so that's how they do it. So when they pass on, they leave an estate to their heirs.
Yes.
We leave a stake at the repass,
how about it?
STEAK, mm-hmm. with ketchup, mm-hmm. which is crazy. It's supposed to have some steak sauce on
A1.
It. It's supposed to have some A1 on nothing, but we got ketchup on a steak, and they have an estate at the attorney's office.
Yes.
And so when they go to the attorney's office to discuss their estate, a part of that estate is Johnny's going to get X amount of dollars when he graduates. So-and-so's going to get X amount of dollars. We're also going to donate to the fund for heart failure or the American Heart Association because grandmother died of a heart attack. Mm-hmm. Or we're also going to support some kind of special cancer or lymphoma or what have you. We have to start figuring out how to fund our own dreams.
Yes. Yes.
And our own futures. And so one of the things that you can do, because this show is about, or this particular episode is about, some of the things that people can do to catch up because their kids are going to college, either this year or next year or the year after that. And if you have not saved, you said 30-something thousand that you're spending?
30-something thousand already at Prairie View just for being out of state. It's the HBCU, and he wanted to go there. He was accepted, did very well his first year. But $30,000
$30,000. So what's his tuition?
His tuition is $26,000.
$26,000. Yes. So what you're going to do next year, you're going to do the kiddie condo.
Yes.
So everybody who's out there listening, this is what you can do. You can buy a piece of property near the college campus. You can buy that property probably for $100,000, especially in Texas, mm-hmm. in the southern states, property values are very low. You might be able to find something for $80,000 or $90,000, a single family home or what have you.
Especially
you buy
near
that,
the campus.
Especially near the campus. You buy that piece of property. It's called the Kitty Condo. Your student can put the property in their name. Monica can help you find the property or find the real estate professional who's in that area. You buy the property in the student name. They just need a co-signer, a parent. You're going to take your housing money that you were going to spend anyway, because you were going to spend $8,000 on housing. Mm-hmm. You take half of that, put it on the property.
That's right.
Now you move in four roommates. Each one of those roommates is paying $700 or $800 a month. You're now collecting $3,000 to $4,000 a month. Yes. You were going to live somewhere anyway. Now you're living, your son or your daughter's living in their own property. Right. You now have income property. I promise you, Tania, when you go check the website, you're going to see that the in-state tuition is probably a third of what you're paying.
Oh,
so your tuition is going to go from $26,000 probably to about $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
You're now making $2,000-$3,000 every month when you were spending to a girl. Right, we could all stop right here and just have church on the round table.
I'm trying to tell
this
you.
This is the church table.
Yes, right.
Help.
Right. And so that's how you start to build wealth through real estate. And so when I go around the world teaching and preaching and speaking, when the three wealthy people sitting in front, they're nodding their heads. The other 10,000 people, nobody has ever even heard of this as a concept. Mm-hmm. So we have to start to talk. So, Attorney Deidre, what would you recommend families do to protect themselves legally? So if you're going to have your, because they're still, you know, they're adults, mm-hmm. but they can't even vote yet,
right.
you know,
mm-hmm.
or they, no, they can vote, but, yeah, you know, there are certain things that they can't do. Their insurance rates are higher and so on and so forth. So what are some of the things that you recommend legally parents put in place if they're going to do the kitty condo and purchase real estate while their children are in college so that they can earn money and decrease their costs?
So they can create a family trust. And so with the family, they can identify what is going to happen with that property or how to protect that property in the event anyone was to become ill or, you know, they would pass away, to try to protect it from creditors. But honestly, it'll have quite a bit of protection already because we're going to have a new mortgage on it anyway. Mm-hmm. So most of the equity is not going to be there. We're going to benefit really from the income that we're receiving from the rental up until that time. And so, unfortunately, Illinois is the only state that has land trust. Other states don't have land trust. So you would have to have a living trust unless you are a resident of Illinois. You would have, because that property is going to sit in that state, you would have a living trust and make sure you have a family living trust that would protect it, that would say what to do, how you're going to treat it, how it's going to be managed, et cetera, so that you're actually being that person that's controlling things from the background, but at the same time, you're helping building wealth.
Exactly, exactly. And the other thing that I would say, so your students should not let the roommates know that they own the property, because you don't ever want them, their roommates, to feel like they can take advantage. But your student now also, because I told you all, if you hire your child to work in your sole proprietorship or your home-based business, whatever it is, you hire your children to work in your sole proprietorship. You pay each child up to $12,000 a year. That's now a tax write-off to you. The money that you pay them, they can now use for their school clothes, school supplies, tuition, things you were going to buy anyway. Now your child also starts their own sole proprietorship. So your child is now either a property manager, maybe they help clean up the property, keep it in order, some things down on the down low that they're doing for the property. So they are now in business. You are now making money. Tania just got all her $36,000 right back in her pocket.
Ooh, right back.
$36,000. And I want my commission. I want a commission on everybody who learned something and you save money.
Absolutely.
Y'all need to just throw it on in the pot.
Right.
But I don't want it for me. Help us with Hip Hop Sisters Foundation.
Yeah,
so one of the things that happens is anytime you go to State Farm and you mention Hip Hop Sisters Foundation, then a portion of what you pay for your policy helps the foundation. If it's not Hip Hop Sisters Foundation supporting hashtag Educate Our Men, what are you passionate about?
Right.
What is it that means something to you? Mm-hmm. What is it that you want to do to put back in the world so that you can show your gratitude for the blessings God has given you? You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. I have Attorney Deidre Stokes, real estate broker Monica Poland, and insurance and financial services professional Tania Simmons. We'll be right back. Don't turn that dial. WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com, or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
You're
You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON.
Good while sitting at the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson. Did you know our charity has presented over $1 million in scholarships sending young people of color to college? Well, you can do good in the community and build wealth, too. Join Hip Hop Sisters Foundation as we present Lunch and Learn with Lynn Richardson on Wednesday, June 5th, 1:30 p.m. here in Chicago. Your donation to the Hip Hop Sisters Foundation Scholarship Fund includes an exclusive Lunch and Learn with Lynn Richardson, access to Wealth Vision 2020 financial coaching, Lynn's library of books, and more. Visit www.hiphopsisters.org for details. That's www.hiphopsisters.org. Or call 855-625-9831, extension 5. That's 855-625-9831, extension 5.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. We are creating millionaires one family at a time. And, honey, this has turned into the living room. We are on the back porch, honey. The only thing we're missing is our rib tips and our lemon drops. Hey,
come on.
That's the only thing we are missing. We need to be here every day. Okay, so we need to find me some place to live in Chicago.
I got you.
Even though I have never really truly left my physical place where I usually sleep because I'm on the road so much. It's like, where do you live? My residence is California. Chicago is always home. But I got to be here because we got to come in here on the round table because we have to do it live together. And what we were talking about during the break that you probably caught us still talking on when the station was back on, it's okay, Melody, we sorry. We was having a lot of fun. But what you heard is us talking about the stuff that we're learning from each other even as we sit here.
Yes.
There are things that I'm still learning from Deidre after working with her for almost two decades. There are things that I'm still going to learn from Monica after working with her for two decades. There are still things that I'm learning from Tania. Tania's doing a job that let me tell you something. When you have an investment license and all of that stuff and all that regulation, honey, that stuff is on your mind. And so these are the things that we're still learning from each other. And the one thing that being in entertainment has taught me, it taught me how close-knit. There's a very small community of people making all the decisions,
yes,
making all the moves, yes, supporting each other, and that's what we have to do. So when people start talking about, well, what are we going to do for our race and what are we going to do? Let me tell you something. You got to pull yourself up. If you can look up, you can get up.
Get up.
You got to start doing the thing that you can do.
That's right.
For yourself.
Absolutely.
It starts with you. Yes, there are some other injustices. Yes, there are some other things that people should do, or the 40 acres and a mule. Mm-hmm. But I'm not standing in line for no 40 acres or no mule. Mm-hmm. Now, if they start passing it out, call me.
Yeah.
Text me. Text me, please,
yeah,
if they pass them out. Call my office at 888. Say, Lynn, they are passing out the 40 acres on 87th and Stony Island.
And
they got the mule. Hold my
place in line.
Hold my place in line because I want my mule. And I want my mule. I want a gray mule, honey, a silver one. I'm going to pick the color and all of that. But ladies, we got to start really talking, having these conversations,
yes,
about building wealth, and we have to start having them more frequently.
I agree.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, we have to start having them more frequently. So what are some of the changes that we can help people to do right now today? Well, first of all, you can call 888-LYN-123. You can get in touch with any of these ladies. You can follow us on social media. I have tagged them all. You can connect with them directly. You can go to LynnRichardson.com or LynnMillionaire.com. But if somebody wants to purchase real estate, Monica, what would you say is the first step that they should do in terms of, you know, people want to buy something, but they don't know what? What are the kinds of questions that you're going to ask them if they're trying to buy real estate?
First of all, we want to make sure that they either have funds or who will pre-qualify them to purchase a piece of property.
Right.
Be it if they have hard money lenders or FHA loan or cash in the bank.
Yeah. Do you have any money to shop? That's number one.
Exactly.
I love it.
Coins.
Yeah. So don't call you first. You need to find out. Or if they call you first,
yes,
then you're going to lead them to the person who's
exactly
going to get them the money.
Once we find out their needs, then we are able to assist them on who they should call in order to move forward. If you don't have any money, we're going to work together till you get your money. Your earnest money, we have to have that. Mm-hmm. We have to have a plan in place. Once we know how big your picture is going to be, what you're trying to do, if this is your first investment property or if it's your first home, that is just so beautiful to me.
Yeah.
When a client purchased their first home, oh, my God.
It's special.
It is.
It's special.
And we like to make they're buying such a...
It's a beautiful experience.
Yes,
it's a beautiful experience. Why do you need an attorney when you do a real estate transaction, Attorney Stokes? Because I think people don't realize that you need an attorney. People think it's just something you can go through the process, you can read the papers. But why do you need an attorney?
First, I will say, she protects her realtors as well as her clients.
Mm-hmm.
This lady
and
here,
her loan officer too. Oh, she protects the whole shop. Absolutely.
She will do that and will get at them when they come out sideways. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. So real quick, 15 seconds, Attorney Stokes, why do you need an
So because there are terms, there are legal terms in a contract, and I know that there's a number of you out there that may have already purchased real estate and said it went smooth, but it just happened. It just went smooth.
Yes.
But there are snags along the way, and we are monitoring all those terms. We're monitoring those deadlines, making sure we protect your money.
Absolutely. And, Tania, why do you need insurance in the real estate process and even beyond?
It's the law. You cannot purchase a home without it. You cannot get the loan unless you're paying cash. But we don't even suggest that. Protect your assets. Protect the things that matter most to you. Your home is usually your most valuable asset. When you pay for that, that's the first big purchase. And then it's the law. You can't drive without it. You can't live without it.
Yeah.
And
investors
should also have insurance.
And an investor should also have insurance. Absolutely. They try to buy the properties because they're paying cash. And they forget that they need protection, too. So that's what I'm here for. Let's make sure you have insurance to all the investors. Mm-hmm. Even the attorney has insurance. Even for her practice, she needs us.
Give out your telephone number, Tania, real quick.
Two offices, Maywood, 708-345-3212. And then I have Westchester, Illinois, 708-223-8683. tsimmons@myagent.com.
Hey, Monica, give out your telephone number.
Monica Poland, 773-447-8918.
And Attorney Stokes?
And my number is 708-283-5900. You can find me at dstokes@clg-lawfirm.com.
And you can call my office, 888-LYN123, to get to all of them. I love you. This is the Millionaires Roundtable. It's WVON. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.